This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury with
Arvindy Baraj.
Just a few minutes before we have to wrap up. The question, of course, is what questions should you avoid when you're in a job interview? That's what we went with. Did we have anything new?
We do. This comes from Maggie Best, who says, asking questions that about who is who in the company in an attempt to establish mutual acquaintances. It smacks of name dropping and is dangerous because we can never know if these mutual acquaintances are well thought of.
Yes.
Yeah. This comes from KN, who says, not a bright move not to have any questions during an interview too. It shows the candidate isn't interested.
Very good point.
Very true.
Do you have any questions? No.
Yeah.
Get out of here then.
Mm-hmm. We also have one from ASA who says that, but this is from Amirul, who says that I was once invited to help recruiter recruit for my department on career fair. It surprised me when candidates clearly asking something that's against company culture and practice. For example, in MNC company, and that candidate surely knows that, they still ask, is English required for the job? Or something like, oh, you will screen for quick interview in English. Is it? Can we do it in Malay language? Pardon on brevity of this message.
Don't worry about that. Right, we're going to move on. Final story, and I've got to get through it fairly quickly. Folks, if you have been keeping track, there's this escalating battle between Apple and Epic Games. If you don't know who Epic Games are, they are the developers of Fortnite. Arguably the biggest game on the planet right now, available on PC, consoles, and on your mobile phone.
Yep.
But what they have done is that essentially Apple have pulled the game from the App Store, right? Mm. So it's this escalating battle, and it could affect hundreds of other games. And Epic have actually filed a legal filing, and they've described Apple's actions as an existential threat because what they've said is that Apple could actually disable Epic's developer account. Then that company won't be able to maintain this thing that they've got called the Unreal Engine, which is essentially a piece of software that many other video games are written on. Mm-hmm. So if they pull the developer account, any other game that uses that engine will then no longer be able to be updated in the Apple Store. So we're talking about stuff like Minecraft, and we're talking about stuff like PUBG, and all of these big video games that have been out there for a long time. They won't be able to be updated. So the Unreal Engine has been going for about 20 years when the game Unreal back in 1998 was originally released. Now, what happens is every time somebody uses that Unreal Engine to develop their game, and if that company who uses it makes $1 million, then Epic receive 5% of income. Right. Mm-hmm. And the reason that Apple have decided to stop Fortnite from going up into the Apple Store, I don't know if you know this, folks, is that what they did was allow people to buy directly cosmetics for the game inside the Fortnite thing. And normally you'd have to do that via the Apple Store. Right.
Yep.
But for Epic were like, no, we don't want to do that. We want to bypass the Apple Store. So we get all of the money and Apple don't get any of it. And of
course, cut out the middleman.
And of course, Apple were like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So we're going to stop your game from being available in the App Store. Now, as much as I like the idea of the little man standing up to the big guys, you know, Epic are not that little.
No.
Right?
No.
And I don't like the idea of us as the consumer being drawn into a big battle between two tech giants to prove a point. Don't get me wrong. Epic have done this wonderful thing where they released this video. And if you've ever seen the old Apple 1984 kind of parody video, right? Fortnite have gone on to make another one of those parodying that parody, which I think is great.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, it's us, the consumer, who's going to miss out now. So I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen, but it's something that we should definitely keep an eye on to find out who is going to come out on top of this. I don't know. I mean, there's going to be a lot of money at stake somewhere for this.
I mean, Apple's whole promo in 84 was about down with the machine, down
exactly.
with the man, right? So
exactly.
they were like, because they were fighting against Windows and Microsoft stuff.
And IBM.
And when Fortnite came out with the same thing, like you said, Fortnite isn't a small player.
Mm.
They're super, super huge. At the end of the day, the consumers are going to end up paying for stuff that they don't want to pay for, might not have to pay for.
But, you know, this whole thing has been planned the entire way. Mm-hmm. The second that they announced that they were going to allow people to buy stuff directly, and the moment that Apple pulled them from the stores, lawsuit was immediately released.
Yep.
So it's like they'd already planned what they knew what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It's a chessboard.
It's a chessboard. Right. Yeah. We've got to quickly wrap up, folks. But it's World Humanitarian Day today, and that's observed annually on the 19th of August to celebrate heroes who have committed their lives to helping others in crisis. As the world continues to battle the COVID-19 pandemic, the focus for this year's global celebration is on real-life heroes. Tune in to The Bigger Picture today from 2 until 4, and listen to the experiences of some of those heroes who are working to help Malaysians in crisis. So between 2 and 4 on The Bigger Picture today. Very quickly, we'll run through the stories that we covered today, of course. The question was all about what questions you should not ask during a job interview. That's what we started with. We then moved on to...
We spoke about how there are cities in Indiana that are suing streaming services for franchise fees or cable franchise fees.
Which seems like such a weird thing to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we wrapped up with that epic battle between Apple and Epic. And I think Google have been involved as well now. And let's just sit and watch and see what happens. If you missed any part of this show, do not forget that the podcast will be up very shortly and you can download it wherever you normally get your podcast from. And of course, you can listen to the show via the BFM website as well. On behalf of myself and Arvin Yuvaraj, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow.
No.
We'll be back on Friday, folks, because tomorrow is a public holiday. Have yourselves a lovely break and we'll be back on Friday to give you some more questions to think about. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.